With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Not exactly summertime weather in parts of the western U.S. Very unusual cold system from the Gulf of Alaska dropping down through the Pacific Northwest into Northern California. Snow reported today in some higher elevations in Washington State and California. Disturbing new study, an Associated Press review finds tens of thousands of people may be paying more for flood insurance or remain unaware of the dangers of dam failures because of conflicting federal policies. A top Trump surrogate says the news media giving Kamala Harris a free pass.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson slamming the Biden team after report finding 300,000 migrant children are missing in America.
This administration's failure to secure our border is facilitating what is the equivalent of a modern-day slavery operation. The speaker continued, quote, "The southern border is a national security disaster and a humanitarian catastrophe, and Kamala Harris cannot be trusted to fix it." According to the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as of May of 2024, failed to locate more than 291,000 unaccompanied children that had been released to domestic sponsors. The 14-page report reveals that another 32,000 were found and given notices to appear for immigration removal proceedings, but never showed up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As college students return to class, administrators bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protest, the summer break has provided an opportunity for many school officials to regroup for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by colleges include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, also allowing protests only in designated spaces. This is SRN News. Authorities say an attacker with a knife killing three people and wounding five others in Germany.
The attack happened in a central square where bands were playing. Erlangen marked its 650th anniversary. Witnesses told German media that passers-by were stabbed at random. A huge manhunt is underway to find the attacker, who's not been identified. Roads have been blocked and residents told to stay indoors. The mayor of Erlangen said the city was in a state of shock, horror and grief. He said he was praying for those still fighting for their lives.
Meanwhile, we've just learned now the stabber has been identified as a member of the Islamic State. A roadside bomb attached to a motorcycle detonating near a police office in Pakistan. Two children and one adult have been killed in that blast. Authorities say at least 15 others have been wounded. More details at SRNnews.com.